This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the deliberate attack on a Hindu temple by extremist and separatist at Brampton in Canada. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that cowardly attempts to intimidate country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi today. This two-day summit beginning today will celebrate the rich heritage of Buddhism. It will feature esteemed Sangh leaders, scholars and practitioners from across the continent. The summit aims to foster dialogue and understanding while addressing contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation or IBC, is organizing this summit to honor Buddhism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a series of rallies from 8 to 14 of this month in Maharashtra for the assembly polls. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule said Mr. Modi is likely to address 11 rallies between November 8 and 14, which includes election meetings in Dhule and Nasik on November 8, Akola and Nanded on November 9, Chandrapur, Chimur, Solapur and Pune on November 12 and Sambhajinagar, Navi Mumbai and Mumbai on November 14. In Jharkhand, ruling and opposition parties are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner the support of the people. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge and Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma alleged that Chief Minister Hemant Soren protects Bangladeshi infiltrators for vote bank. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused BJP of hatching conspiracy against his government since he assumed power in 2019. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to address election meetings in Ranchi and Lohardaga. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will seek vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at rallies in Mandu and Kanke. Film and Television Institute of India, FTII student film, Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know, has qualified for the 2025 Oscars in the live-action short film category. The Kannada language short film, directed by FTII student Chidananda S. Naik, is inspired by Indian folk stories and traditions. The film had earlier this year won the first prize at the Cannes Film Festival's La Cinef selection. The La Cinef jury at Cannes had commended the film for its illuminating storytelling and masterful direction. The United States will go to polls today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the U.S. will begin today between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. India Standard Time. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who will be the next U.S. president. Most polling stations in the country will close between 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Indian time tomorrow. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who will be the next U.S. president. The four-day-long Chhath Puja begins today with the ritual of Nahai Khai. The festival of worship of the sun god will conclude on 8 November. On the first day of the festival today, devotees are taking holy dip in different rivers, ponds and reservoirs. They are performing puja of the sun god. After that, they will consume cooked food items like arva rice, chana dal and green vegetable gourd in form of the prasad. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals in the Moselle Open in France. Bolipalli and Cabral progressed to the last eight after their French opponents Arthur Cazorques and Harald Mayotte withdrew, granting them a walkover. The Indian Portuguese duo will next face the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez of Mexico and Edouard Roger Vasselino of France in the quarterfinal on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.